Vegeta was dead to begin with, as dead as a doornail. His partner in crime, business, was Hiei, a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. Solitary as an oyster, he...
Alright already! That's enough! They know the pathetic setting already!
Well, geez. I was already cutting lines out to make this an abridged version here.
Silence before I slit your throat with my katana!
Well, Hiei's attitude speaks for itself. So, as I was saying, it was the day before Christmas, and all through the...
Wrong story!
...is not. I just wanted to add a cliché. Just get to work at your office like you do day after day.
Why am I even here?
Let's not tackle the big questions until later. When you're ready to jump off the bridge, we can show what life will be like without you.
Just shut up and let me work.
You should stop talking to me. People will think you've gone insane.
Excuse me, Mr. Hiei, but who are you talking to?
None of your business, Trunks. Now get back to work before I fire you.
Yes, sir.
Hey there, Uncle Hiei. Merry Christmas.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You can't mean that.
My fool of a nephew, Joey. You keep Christmas in your own way, and let me keep it in mine, or I'll slit your throat.
Ah, you can't mean that. Come have Christmas dinner with me and Mai tomorrow evening.
Mai? Why did you ever get married?
Because I fell in love, Uncle.
Humbug!
Hey, you want a piece of this?
Calm down, Joey. Remember the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, you're right, Trunks. You have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
See you on the flip side.
Humbug!
Merry Christmas! Good evening, Mr. Hiei. I'm Goku, and I'm here collecting donations for the poor and hungry. How much can I put you down for?
Go. Away.
Do you wish to remain anonymous?
Leave me alone or I'll donate your death sentence. I have to pay my hard-earned money to taxes that pay for prisons, so send the homeless there.
That's not fair. It isn't a crime to be poor. They weren't even able to defend themselves.
Then it's their own fault. Let them die and stop crowding up this miserable world.
Well, excuse me.
Mr. Hiei?
What is it now?
I think we should keep closed tomorrow, since everyone else will be closed, and it would cost more money than it would earn to open up.
Fine, but if you don't work, then you don't get paid, so be here all the earlier the next morning.
And with that, Hiei went to his old, dark, and drafty, petrified treehouse. It took little effort and money to care for, and Hiei liked it. He got ready for the night as usual, but on this particular evening, something different happened. An old familiar friend decided to pay him a visit.
Hiei, you old fool!
Vegeta? You're dead. What are you doing here?
I come to warn you, as undeserving as you are. You are cursed and doomed to a worse fate than my own. Apparently, my selfish actions have forged these chains that drag me down in the afterlife. And King Yama has a worse rage against you for your deeds.
I can handle King Yama.
Don't be so sure. I came only to warn that you will be visited by three spirits this evening. Not that I care what happens to you, so I'll be on my way.
Suddenly, a loud bell rang to announce the arrival of 1 o'clock.
What the? There was never a chime before.
Hello there, Mr. Hiei!
Who are you?
My name is Sasami! I am the ghost of Christmas past! Come what? And I will show
hey,
you!
Hey, let go of my wrist!
Stop flying and return me to my tree. Hey!
Here we are. Do you recognize this place?
This is the cave where I grew up.
Yes, and that man over there?
He was the closest thing I had to a father. Oh, look, there I am. Coming back from another day of killing insignificant demons.
They watched as the little Hiei skipped back to the cave, as everyone else whispered and headed inside. The demon Hiei saw as a father looked at him pitifully and went in as well. Little Hiei stood outside alone as the snow started to swirl around him.
Wait a minute. I don't remember snow here.
But it is the coldness that you felt. Your own kind forsook you, and those that raised you shunned you. Come, let us look in on another Christmas with someone you care for.
When the snow cleared, Hiei found himself in the ice village where he was born. He followed Sasami's gaze over to a demon bowed over another that was lying on the snow. It was a young Hiei and his sister.
You. Yukina.
Don't worry about me, Hiei.
Don't be a fool! Use your healing powers on yourself!
No, I would rather use my remaining strength for my child to live on.
Don't speak such nonsense!
Hiei, please, will you take care of him for me?
Don't do this!
His father died to protect us. If I go too, my little Joey will have no one to care for him.
Don't talk like this! Don't leave me!
Please, I always thought of you, my brother, like...
No! No! No!
You never recovered from losing your sister.
I never even got a chance to tell her the truth of who I was, and anything that accursed brat. That appalling reminder of my sister's death, that dim-witted nephew of mine, so I could never forget that pain. That day, I vowed never to have emotions again.
But you did show your emotions again! And remember how warm and fuzzy you felt then?
Please, no more.
We have another Christmas to view.
I said no more!
As quick as Hiei could turn around, he found the scenery had changed on him once again. Contrary to the prior two locations, this one was inside. Below were the oh-so-familiar dojo floors that had to often be scrubbed, and the drafty walls were covered with festive streamers, adding to the enjoyment of the many people present.
This is a wonderful celebration that it is!
But, Master Kenshin, look at all the expenses for this. Don't you think we have gone overboard?
Money does not always matter. That it does not, Master Hiei. Enjoy the happiness of others in attendance. It is well worth the price we have paid. Indeed it is.
Kenshin!
Good evening, Miss Kaoru.
This is such a wonderful party.
Yes, it is. And good evening to you too, Miss Megumi.
Oh my, Sir Ken. You really outdid yourself this time. I must say, this must be the most wonderful Christmas party I have ever set foot in.
You're so kind and generous.
Oh, the nonsense of it all, Master Kenshin. And letting two women hang on you like that to top things off.
Go enjoy yourself, Mr. Hiei!
I'm having a wonderful time.
Honestly, if I heard you were throwing a party, I would drop everything to be at your side.
Look at how happy you've made everybody.
Fools. A lot of them. Hey! Watch where I'm going!
Perhaps you should watch where I'm going! Don't mess with me!
Mukuro?
You really fell for her, didn't you? Oh, this is so cute!
Yes, I remember. I still have a cinch mark on my abdomen from that blow.
Now hold still, Hiei. I won't be able to heal your wound.
Never mind the wound, Kurama.
So this is the price you get for whispering sweet nothings.
I'll kill you!
But you wouldn't let it last.
No, let's stop here. Take me back.
Come through the wall with me. Look at what you did, you old Scrooge!
Yes, through the wall to another scene and another year. As the sun's rays were dying in the distance, there was an iced over bridge nearby that Mercuro stood on, looking away from the grown Hiei beside her.
This is it. Our relationship is over.
We only need wait a bit longer. Things won't work out unless I have the money to support us. Terrible things will happen if we just jump in without thinking.
You keep saying that. Wait for support. Well, support this!
I only do this because I care about you. Do I need to knock some sense into you to realize that?
Strike me with this hand, and I'll tear it off. You say you care about me, but it is not me that you care about. I'm leaving, and don't you dare try to find me with your Jagan, or I'll hide myself in my own stomach so you can't find me!
Oh, you make me so mad, Mr. Hiei! How could you be so cruel? You could have had a beautiful life, but instead you would rather cuddle with cold hard cash than a living, breathing person!
What else was I supposed to do? I can't change the past.
True, but you can learn from it! What have you learned from this?
That he doesn't know how to express his feelings, and she has commitment issues?
Where'd the pig come from?
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Come on, big guy. The Disney Christmas special is being shot the next studio over.
Oh, goody, Timon! Then I'll get to sing Jingle Books!
Whatever you say, Pumbaa. Whatever you say.
So tell me, Mr. Hiei, have you had any fond memories since you chose to pursue the path of money and power?
Do you call any of what we just saw fond memories? There's nothing I can do.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Perhaps one of the others may help you change your mind.
Wait, where are you going? I'm back in my tree. And that spirit's gone. Good riddance. Perhaps yet I can still manage a good night's sleep.
Believing that he had just awoken from a bad dream, Hiei shrugged the visit off and went on with his night. His sleep was uneasy, and he tossed and turned as he heard the bell chime the second hour of the morning. He tossed enough that simultaneously with the sound, he rolled right out of his tree.
This is getting ridiculous. I must find the source of that noise and eliminate it.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Ah, great. Another freak has come to bother me.
Oh, you certainly can't mean that.
I do.
Oh, that hurts.
Who are you supposed to be, anyway?
So glad you asked. This year, being the year of the dog, according to the Chinese zodiac, which is a year partially to my liking, I, Shigure Soma, have come to you as the ghost of Christmas present. This Christmas Day, we will spend together to show the joy and happiness that can be found by putting others' needs before your own. Come, and I will show you.
I have no interest.
Sure you do. Currently, your sword skills may rank that of a black belt, but your social skills are at best white. All you lack is practice. Now come.
So Shigure grabbed Hiei by the wrist as they flew through the streets of town. Every humble window that Hiei peered through was filled with smiling faces and laughter, even though the homes were run down and the food was meager. Finally, they landed in front of a run-down trailer park.
Oh yes, I can see how this dingy trash yard is overflowing with joy. So tell me, what is it like to be in a constant state of stupidity?
It's Christmas here, too, you know. Just look inside the trailer right there.
It's that idiot nephew of mine, Joey.
With his blooming young wife, Mai, don't you forget. Come, let us go in.
With that, Shigure pushed Hiei through the wall, so they found themselves inside where they could hear the conversation between Joey, Mai, and their guest.
And then I pulled out my scapegoat and all my life points were saved.
Wow! That was an excellent strategy, Joey!
Heh, sounds like it was dumb luck. You're the real scapegoat.
Yeah. Why, I'll scapegoat you, Tristan!
Boys, settle down! You'll knock the eggnog over!
Oh boy, eggnog! My, you're the best!
So are you ready for a little friendly game of Duel Monsters?
You betcha, Yug. My and I just got special Christmas editions that we're eager to try out.
Stupid boy, wasting his life away on games that produce nothing.
Don't be so hasty in judgment. You see that quiet girl in the corner? Serenity there is like a sister to him, since neither had a decent parental figure to look towards. He entered and won a tournament, all in order to pay for a much-needed surgery for her health. In her precious eyes, your nephew is a hero that she can look up to and be inspired. If you think about it, he has done a lot with his life, but try as he might, he never seems to earn the much-desired acceptance of his uncle.
Sentimental fool.
Ha! Now you boys are in for it. I play my card of ultimate destruction. Curse of the Dagon!
Hey, that looks just like my uncle on that card.
This card will steal all your Christmas cheer and reduce your life points to zero.
Oh no! Where did you get that ultra-rare card? It's tough to beat!
No kidding! But you won't let that get you down, Yugi, will you?
Oh, come on, Tear. Looks like Mai has this one in the bag.
Yes. It's good to know that Joey's uncle is good for something.
This is repulsive. Take me away from here.
Hold on, Mai. I do have a way to beat it. Because with the curse of Jagan, you just triggered my trap card.
Too bad. I really wanted to see the game's conclusion. I could have turned that into a great novel.
I have little concern of your writing career.
Shigure took Hiei across the city to a more rural area, where they landed in front of a dome-shaped home.
Why have you brought me to this upturned salad bowl?
Don't you know? This is the home of your faithful employee. Look inside. There's not much to see, since he can only afford a one-room shack, and has a wife and four children to take care of in that cold and cramped space.
I pay him better than this. What does that fool spend his money on?
Well, we can't all live in trees now, can we? Being human, well, half-human, and a family of humans, well, some of them are, they need shelter, warmth, food, clothes, electricity, and a phone for you to disturb him at home with, water to wash your laundry, and a television with 500-channel cable so he can audit all the commercials you put out, so you can sue the stations when they don't play them. And these things don't come cheap, oh no. And then the little essentials, such as toilet paper and pencils, do amount to a considerable sum as well. This dingy house is one of the lowest monthly payments around, which is still more than half his paycheck. And that doesn't even consider that the other half of him is Saiyan, which requires a lot more food than normal to give him the strength to meet your exceptionally high demands.
You just like to hear yourself talk, don't you?
I haven't even started on the tax rates.
Let's get this over with.
All right, then. Come on in and observe this charming little family.
Oh, Daddy! It's so good to see you home for Christmas!
Yes, Amelia, dear. It's good to be able to see all your bright, shining faces. Oh, and feel your strong hugs.
Hey there, come to the table now before your dinner gets cold.
Yay! Time for our Christmas feast! Come on, Cheapo, I'll race you! Hey, that's no fair, Momiji! You know I can't run! Then I'll piggyback you to the table! Yay! Ride him, cowboy!
First, children, we must bless the food and give thanks to Hiei, the founder of this feast.
Ha, the founder of this feast. If that little cheapskate were here right now, I'd give him something to feast upon.
Arisa, please, calm yourself, dear. Small as our meal is, it is better than nothing.
Well, while we sit and starve, he has more money to swim in than that Scrooge McDucky character.
He's no better than a bloodless, tearless demon!
I am a demon.
We don't know what it's like for him, though. He's probably all alone right now. Money can't buy love. We should ask God to bless him.
What's with the runt who can't walk?
He seems to actually care for you. As for why, that's beyond me. After all, this holiday is to remember he who made the blind walk and the lame see. Or so quoted little Shippo there before we arrived, not to mention healing the wounded heart or melting the frozen soul of a heartless...
I mean, why can't he run?
Oh? Well, that is because he is a fox demon, and ever since his foot got caught in a fox demon trap, he is unable to use his one foot.
How did he get to be a demon?
Don't you do your genealogy? With the Saiyan genes from his father, his mother's personality, of course you would get a demon. You know, you are from Saiyan descent as well.
All those kids are demons? Then these burnishings are meaningless!
No, only Shippo is a demon. The other boy, Momichi, is a cursed rabbit, and the girls, Hiono and Amelia, ended up with their mother's strong spirit and just father's appetite.
Chew attack!
Chew attack!
Momichi, you just took my little baby bird fly! That was mine! Hiono punch double!
Somebody! Hiono's picking on me!
It's called tough love!
Please, kids, don't fight.
That's my girl. Take abuse from no one.
Stand back, parental units! Swiping food is the exact opposite of justice!
Lay off him already, Hiono!
That fox is pretty weak and pale for a demon.
The future I see isn't too bright. I fear that come next Christmas, his spot at the table may be empty.
You mean he's going to die?
Well, I suppose that is a possibility. I'm only the ghost of the present. I don't know the future. Que sera, sera, they say. Just let him die and stop crowding this miserable world, right?
I can't believe a blissful person such as yourself can say that so lightheartedly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm depressed.
Fool. Give me that anime sign mark you just pulled out so I can burn it!
What I meant before is that I have no idea what the future holds. You'll have to ask the next ghost about it.
I'm sick of visits from ghosts.
Tut, tut. You're not listening. Please, for all our sakes, take the moment before Future arrives to ponder what you've seen and heard this evening. After all, once Future comes, there's no turning back.
You just never stop, do you?
On the other hand, you're always welcome to spend some Christmas time with me and my friends. Hattori may be no Yusuke, but Ayame could be Kuwabara for you.
Don't tell me. You're supposed to be Kurama.
How did you guess?
Instantly, the scene dissolved from the cruddy, love-filled home to a place of strange nature. Nothing about it seemed real, and for the first time, surrounding folk, of which there were only two, were able to interact with Hiei and his host.
Ah, Shigure! How long I have waited for your blessed arrival! The night is long and I am in no mood for sleep.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Eya, you read my mind. It seems tonight you and I will be sharing the same dream.
Yes!
Idiots.
Agreed.
The colors swirled and the laughter rang on. The miffed merriment was only ended when the Christmas bells brought it to a screeching halt. Hiei sat up in his tree again, as if his party with the Mabudachi trio, which are Shigure, Ayame, and Hattori, was nothing more than a dream. A very spirited dream. No pun intended.
You know, after I eliminate the bell's source, I'm coming after you.
Well, excuse me for doing my job. I suppose you wouldn't want me to elaborate on your little escapade with the boys last night.
One more word, and the entire narrating industry will know of every embarrassing thing you have done since the day you were born.
Yep. Say no more.
Hattori, what are you doing here? Are you to show me the future now?
No. Shigure didn't do his job properly. So I came to warn you of something he forgot to tell you.
Very well.
I have two children under my doctor's jacket. See? They are ignorance and want.
What about them?
I am not one to go into details. But now you are warned. you are ready to meet the ghost of Christmas yet to come. Farewell.
Hattori turned with his assistants, Hiro and Kisa Soma, and vanished, leaving Hiei in a dark and dreary alley that he had never seen before. At first, he pondered about Hattori really trying to keep him from later harm, and was relieved that he was not as long-winded as Shigure had been. Then he noticed his tree was nowhere around.
I'm really getting sick of all these sudden scene changes. Show yourself!
From around the corner appeared a dark figure in a brown trench coat with the breathing pattern of Darth Vader.
Am I supposed to be scared? Are you supposed to be the most intimidating specter of the night? Your wide vocabulary astounds me. There's no need to point, fool. Just say if you want me to look over there.
Well, if it isn't Eyes Rutherford.
Hello, son. Zelgadis.
Hello.
So, have you guys picked up on the latest rumor? I heard the old flea bag finally kicked the bucket.
It would appear that way, yes.
I heard even his only living relative isn't in the will.
Well, what do you suppose he's going to do with his riches, Zell? It's not like he needs it where he's going.
Well, that's for sure.
Well, they're a cheery bunch.
Master Zelov! I brought back his top hat and cane!
Oh, well, well, well. Look at the fine craftsmanship on this, Miss Martina. Very good, my sweet, voluptuous honey.
Oh, that's nothing. I uprooted his tree and brought it. This will be worth a pretty penny, won't it?
Whoa! Hey! Watch out there, Ryoko, my beauty and my dear little ninja girl. What have you brought me, Sheena?
Ugh. Hands off, you perv! I was able to snatch something that could have been used for blackmail, if he were still around.
Well, let us see. Too bad you didn't go searching for it sooner.
I brought his little teddy bear.
He actually owned that.
Well, isn't that precious?
Wuffykins? How'd she get that? It must be a lookalike. Nothing more. What now? At least you don't make speeches about how everyone hates me. I don't care if they rejoice even if I was gone. Back at Trunks' shack now? I've already been here. I'm looking. You can stop pointing now. Everyone here looks so sad. Don't tell me that they actually are crying for me.
Come now, children. It's time for our Christmas feast.
How can we feast when Shippo is...
Where is the little demon runt? A gravestone with Shippo's name on it? This can't be true. Then that Shigure ghost was right, even though he covered it up. Well, if it is this death that is a talk around town, then where am I? Buried over there? So I do get to go on and take over Spirit World. But tell me, what killed me? I want to know the details, man.
He wants you to look beyond what you see. For those unable to see, George, the ogre from Spirit World, has been acting as the ghost of Christmas yet to come while wearing a trench coat, hat, and sunglasses.
Where'd you come from?
Upon my unexpected arrival, both George and Hie's hands flew into the air.
More importantly, where did you get that cloak?
George's hand hit his hat and shades, knocking them off and causing them to land on Hie's hands. End of commentary.
How did she just disappear like that?
Spirit? You're Kawenma's lackey. What are you doing here?
Pew?
Is that all you can say, fool?
Oh, now don't scold me. I needed a new job to get me away from my heartless boss. And the tournaments don't want my announcing voice. Instead, they put me in a silent gig.
So, as far as this goes in English, Hattori really is the future. Being as Hattori and George have the same English voice actor.
Oh, what is the narrator mumbling about now?
Watch out! I'm going for your position next!
Everyone is picking on me today. Aren't you concerned about your future anymore, Hiei?
You should be the one who is concerned about your future.
Oh, scary. You think I can be cut with a butter knife like that?
No more games. Show yourself.
But I'm omnipresent, so you can't hurt me in any way, but I can still annoy everyone.
You're right, Ogre. You'd do better in his position.
Aw, that's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
So, where on earth were you pointing?
Oh, yeah? I was pointing at that cloud over there. I'm sure Konima wouldn't mind us using his Nimbus to get there.
And so, the ghost of Christmas yet to come flew Hiei off to the cloud in the distance. On top of the cloud, they found colors, hearts, and ribbons. And don't forget, I am the better narrator here.
Where is this?
Welcome to Carolat. This will be your fate if you don't change your ways.
Would you like to play another game?
Oh, would you like a great big hug?
When a bucket was left outside your office asking for a kind donation, you kicked it as far as you could. Then someone filed a report saying you needed a visit from the Care Bears. So they came and took you away.
My Jigan! My Katana! All gone! No defense must not give in!
No!
Hiei sat up from his tree branch, as if waking from a terrible nightmare, drenched in a terrible sweat. The chill morning breeze called him back to reality, saving him from a fate he considered worse than death.
The colors, the feeling, the touching, how disgusting! Wait a moment. I'm home. I'm here. And my tree is here, and... yes, even my little teddy Wuffykins is here. What? That? What? But... hey, you! What day is it?
What? Are you talking to me?
Do you see any other fools that I could be referring to?
How dare you insult me so? Me, Jackin, the faithful servant of Lord Sesshomaru.
Tell me what day it is, or I will unleash the dark dragon on you.
Well, we shall see who the fool is here, as if you didn't know the day today, ha! Well, for seeing as the night before last with the moon waxed at its full, and being in the third era since the dawning of...
Just tell me the stupid day!
Ah! All right, Christmas Day. Today is Christmas.
So it is, then. I haven't missed it. I still have a chance to change. I'll have to start by obliterating all donation buckets in order to deter any calls from the... Care Bears. Ugh. Hey, Toad! You know the turkey about 10 times your size in the poultry shop? Go buy it for me.
I'm afraid that's rather impossible.
Why, you fool?
Because being the blessed day of Christmas, all the stores are closed. No one is open for business like that. And even if they were open, the turkey has already been bought and devoured.
What? By who?
By one of the only two people who could afford it. My dear master, Lord Sesshomaru.
Out of my sight, fool!
Ah! Lord Sesshomaru!
That certainly poses a problem. I suppose buying presents is out of the question.
And so it went that Hiei walked the snowy streets while pondering how to make use of the opportunity given him. When, while not looking, he ran smack into a donation bucket held in the hand of Goku, talking with a hand-holding couple.
Why don't you watch where I'm going?
Perhaps you should watch where we're going.
Muguru? Why are you here?
Visiting family. Now get out of my sight! It was a pleasure, Grandpa Goku. See you later. Let's go, Yomi dear.
Lead the way, my precious.
When did this happen?
Fancy meeting the old Scrooge out here.
Will you can it with the bucket? How much would it cost to get rid of those things?
Only about enough to support all the poor and homeless. About 934,352,264,602 zenny plus taxes. But still are tax deductible only if you live in the state of Utah.
Whatever. Here. That should more than cover it. Just demolish all those buckets. I don't want to see another one again.
Oh, wow! This is enough to buy me a sane-sized breakfast!
I don't care what you do with the money. Just get rid of those buckets!
Goku walked off in a happy daze, while Hiei pondered what step to take next. Suddenly recognizing the neighborhood, he approached a shabby trailer and knocked on the door.
Well, I solved the problem of the buckets, at least. Now there are none to kick. We'll see how my idiot nephew is doing.
Whoa, Uncle! I didn't expect to see you here.
Didn't you invite me? Of course I came.
Well, come on in. You're just in time for a game of Duel Monsters. Hey, look who's come to join us, guys.
Welcome! It's always nice to have more friends to play with.
Want to go against me, Shorty? Are you not man enough to handle me?
I take it you're my nephew's wife. I could take whatever you dish out, Blondie.
So off started the festivities with Hiei facing Mai in an intense Duel Monsters battle. She totally mopped the floor with him. Still, good sportsmanship was displayed. And then the time came to where everyone broke out their Christmas special decks. Mai played against Yugi, and the game followed as Hiei had aforeseen with the Ghost of Christmas Present. Up to the point where they had left.
Ha! Now you boys are in for it. I play my card of ultimate destruction. Curse of the Dagon!
Sorry about that, Uncle. It may seem like you dressed like an elf, but it's not.
It looks nothing like me.
This card will steal all your Christmas cheer and reduce your life points to zero.
Oh no! Where did you get that ultra-rare card? It's tough to beat!
No kidding! But you won't let that get you down, Yugi, will you?
Oh, come on, Tear. Looks like Mai has this one in the bag.
Now, cough up the championship title, Yugi.
Hold on, Mai. I do have a way to beat it. Because with the Curse of Jagan, you just triggered my trap card! Depolymerization! With all my monsters in defense mode, I now reveal to you that on the field I have... Sasami, the Ghost of Christmas Past, and George, the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. Now I use my trap card on the third monster I have in defense on the field, Shigure, the Ghost of Christmas Present. This allows me to turn the present into the Mabudachi Trio. So I bring forth Ayame, the Flamboyant, and Hattori, the Sensible, to join Shigure. Now with more than three monsters on the field, my Christmas cheer is safe from your Curse of Jagan. Plus, the special effect of the Mabudachi Trio has been activated. So all my Christmas ghosts combine to attack you, which will take out your Curse of Jagan and drain the rest of your life points!
Well, I'll be beat.
Well, I'll be beat. Good game, Yugi.
That's my Yug.
Very cheery. But you fools have no idea what a real battle is like.
Whoa!
Yes. In my day and age, we didn't have these painted cards. We fought real battles with real demons and real monsters. I should tell you of the time that I took on these kids.
So with a captivated audience, Hiei told of his past adventures, with the thrill of fighting a worthy opponent, and of his sweet victories and bitter defeats. When the day grew late and Joey was ready to pull out the eggnog, Hiei headed on his way. He had one final bit of business to take care of, and that one last stop that led him to Trunks' home.
I need to take care of that little fox demon. Under the right training, I could teach him to be as powerful as me. Then he would respect me enough to save me from the Care Bears in case they ever do come and get me. Trunks! Open this door at once, you fool!
Boss, what are you doing here?
What do you think, you fool? You were not at work this morning.
That's because today is Christmas. You let me have it off.
Ah, humbug. You think I'd do such a thing?
Ugh.
That's it, Shrimp. You've crossed me for the last time. You've come and ruined Christmas, so now I challenge you.
Cool it, lady. I've only come to extend a business partnership.
Huh?
What? Well, come in and join us. You brought something for potluck, I hope. And if not, then I will challenge you to a game of rich man, poor man. Loser scrubs out the turkey pot.
I know a few things about cards. You're on.
You mean it? You'll let me take my dad's place as your partner?
No, fool. But I'll promote you and give you a raise if you're up to more responsibility. It's your son I'm interested in.
Who, me?
No, bunny boy. I was referring to the other one, the fox demon.
Wow. Me? Really?
First we'll get that leg of yours fixed, then we'll talk business.
Cool! You hear that, everyone? I'm going to get better!
And so Hiei and Trunks' family sat at the table with Shippo on Hiei's lap as they enjoyed, or watched the Saiyan and girls enjoy, the humble feast.
That was mine! He had a punch!
Wah! Somebody! He almost picking on me!
God bless us! Everyone!
Shippo's prayer was spoken truly enough even to melt the heart of a bloodless, tearless demon. Hiei was able to change after all. He became a better uncle, a better friend, and a better demon than anyone had ever known. Indeed, it was said around town that he knew how to keep the spirit of Christmas in a way that...
Stop the incessant monologuing. The ending was fine without you.
Daddy, who is Mr. Hiei talking to?
I think he's snapped. He's been talking back to the voices inside his head since yesterday.
We hope you enjoyed the first year of An Anime Christmas, which will be continued in subsequent Christmas seasons with more exciting adventures, featuring the voice talents of
Sheldon as the narrator,
Inuke as Hiei,
Dan Conlon as Trunks, young, grown, and old Hiei and Yugi,
Midori Boshi as Joey, Goku, Kenshin, Delgadis, and Yomi,
Squiggly Pig as Vegeta and Aami,
Mippa as Sasami, Megumi, Taya, Amelia, and Martina.
Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Yukina, Arisa, Ryoko, and Cheer Bear.
Refi-chan as Karu, Mai, Hiyono, and Sheena.
Ellie as Mukuro, Momiji, Shippo, Hana, and Tenderheart Bear.
Shansicle as Kurama, Shigure, and Eyes Rutherford.
Gareth Bowley as Pumbaa, Tristan, and Zelos.
James Witowski as Timon and Jacken.
And Captain John Tatterzak as Hattori, George, and Sano.
Excuse me. As I was saying, written by Refi-chan, post-produced and mixed by Jim Smagata.
Presented by Misfits Audio Productions.
Grab a loved one and hop on a sleigh ride down to Misfit Audio for more fun and excitement that can last all year round. And any of you pretty high school girls out there who can't find a loved one to go with can call me up.
And don't forget to come to my shop to find the perfect outfit for the occasion. And feel free to shower me with much-deserved praise.
Don't listen to them. They should be locked up.
This has been made for entertainment purposes only. Search the ghosts of Christmases past, present, and yet to come. You'll find no profit made from this production. All characters belong to their respective creators, so please support them with any of the contained cartoons that you enjoy, including Yu Yu Hakusho, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh, Tenchi Muyo, Rurouni Kenshin, Lion King and a Half, Fruits Basket, Inuyasha, Spyro, Slayers, Care Bears, and the game Tales of Symphonia.
That's enough! This is my gig. Moving on. Created in 2008. Have a very Merry Christmas, and remember, I am the better narrator. Who do these ghosts think they are, trying to take over my position? God rest you! God take you! God make you!